Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily with Jacob Albrock and Tommy Gester.
All right, welcome in, everybody. Happy Hump Day. Happy Hawaiian Shirt Wednesday to you. Tommy, that's at borderline. I can feel it. I can feel the effort there.
It's the closest I've got. It's the closest that you're going to get. I mean, I'm trying as hard as I can, dipping one toe in the water.
You're not trying as hard as you can, but you're trying, and I appreciate that. I assume Max has his tie-dye on today, his version. I remembered this morning, and it's a Hawaiian Shirt Wednesday. And you know what? We need it today because we need a little sunshine. We need to inspire Mother Nature after the washout yesterday. Hope everybody's doing okay. Hope the flooding didn't negatively affect you and your family, your business, whatever it is. Thank you, Max. That was a lot of rain.
It was a lot of rain.
Hawaii, yeah. With that kind of rain. That was insane. It's been a long time through this drought that we've had, city flooding like that, but we did. And again, I hope everybody's doing okay. Maybe we'll get a little sunshine today and kind of buckle up as we may get a little more rain throughout the week. How about that Storm Team 12? How about the Storm Team 12 meteorologist updates here now on Odyssey? Pretty excited about that. That great crew that I get to work with every day on the TV side now hitting us with the updates here on radio, which is pretty great. We're pretty happy about that. But stay safe out there, everybody. Glad everybody made it. Glad you're with us today. And hopefully you got cozied up and ready for the debut of Jack Caglione last night for the Royals. We'll, of course, get there. We will dig into that a little bit. Should have Shreyas Lotta in today for the first time. In a little less than a month, but it's been a minute. It's a good time for him to take a vacation because KU hadn't done anything while he's been gone, which is maybe a bit concerning. So we will get into that a little bit with Shreyas and dig into what's been going on there, what still could be to come as it pertains to KU. We'll bounce around a little bit. Tommy, how are you this morning?
I'm good. I don't know if you knew this about me or not, but a lot of folks call me the Jack Caglione of Sports Daily. I make the entire show better just because of my presence alone.
Yeah.
I don't actually do anything myself, but I just make the whole show better.
People are saying it. I had fun with that last night. Immediately when Bobby Witt Jr. hits the home run, it's like, oh, there it is. There's the Cags effect. See? There was so much of that last night. We were having a blast. Things not going well. And it's like, oh, he's a bust. And then they have the big sixth inning. And it's like, oh, he's back. Of course, he didn't do anything directly anyway. As a DH, he didn't help defensively. And he didn't have any hits. We'll get into it, but that was sort of a funny thing last night. You know, Huddler on the television broadcast said it, and I think we all kind of, as much as we like to joke about it, like these kinds of things can wake a team up. And he kept saying, he was like, you never know what's going to happen when you make a, you know, a splash move that kind of gets the buzz and the energy going. And it's too early. The Royals have had individual games where they've been able to score some runs, and it wasn't the best starting pitcher they've played all year. We'll see if there's a lasting effect here, but it was certainly good to see it last night in St. Louis. I think more than anything, it was good to see them come back in a game, which has felt impossible. And they didn't let that overwhelm them, and they sort of clawed and climbed their way back into it and scratched a win together. The bullpen, you need a lot of innings out of a kind of a limping bullpen right now, and they got it, and they got the win, a first game in St. Louis, and they need it. They're going to need them all. This is going to be a brutal race in this wild card, I think, until the end of the season. I don't think whoever makes it in one way or the other, we're going to be talking about a difference of 4 or 5 games among the teams that are involved in making the postseason. So you need them all. And a comeback win, it's been too long since we've seen that from the Royals.
Yeah, let's give credit where credit is due. The fact that they were able to come back from 5 runs down, which, let's be honest, we've not been sure if they could come back from 1 run down leading up to this. I think the big question as the series progresses going into tonight and tomorrow night is the consistency. We've seen them put up a crooked number of runs in a handful of games this year, but then they have a hard time following it up a second time in a row or a third time in a row. And so that's going to be the big difference maker. The pitching for the Cardinals gets tougher starting tonight with Michaelis on the mound, and all of that, and his skill level and everything that he does. So you've got to be able to follow up this great offensive performance and the comeback win with another one tonight.
And it gets, Michaelis isn't going to be fine. They'll be fine. They got lots of chances.
He's been pretty good today. He's been pretty good this year.
He's been fine.
Yeah.
He's been fine. I don't know that this isn't, as unproductive scoring runs as this offense has been, like they ought to be able to hit and sort of string it together against anybody. It's liberatory in the finale. So they're going to have, that's the pitcher that's been sort of the ace for the Cardinals, but Michaelis he's had his time over there, but you're not worried about
it. It progressively gets better for the Cardinals, starting with Pallante last night, Michaelis tonight, Liberatore on Thursday, progressively gets better. Michaelis has been good. He's not been great, but he's been good, a pretty respectable ERA. I think that's obviously the big test. We saw them put up 10 runs last night. We saw them come back from down 5 runs. Can they follow up a good offensive performance last night with another one tonight? That hasn't really happened much at all this season for the Royals. They've got to do that tonight.
We'll dig into that throughout. We've got the NBA making some big news. The Knicks fire Tibbs. What on earth are they doing
wild there? Wild.
They do. Why? Right? Like Tom Thibodeau just got a huge extension. I've got a conspiracy theory for you on that. Dan Hurley didn't want to go to the West Coast. Maybe Dan Hurley wants to stay on the East Coast and coach the Knicks.
I've got another conspiracy theory for you. I like the Dan Hurley conspiracy, but there's a guy by the name of Jay Wright that's hanging out there that hasn't coached in a long time. There's a lot of Villanova players on that Knicks roster.
Maybe I think we got to get into that story because it's a little strange. And man, I just that is a weird move for the Knicks unless you've got somebody locked and loaded and ready to go. I don't think you do that if you don't, like, you're not going to do that and open up a job search to me. I don't know. We'll get into that story. We also have some giveaways for you today. One of, if not our most popular giveaway so far that we've ever done here on Sports Daily since we started our text contest, the free golf at Crestview Country Club will come today again here on Sports Daily. We'll tell you how you can win that, get you all the details as we make our way through. So make sure you stay tuned for that. We'll also give away some HTO today. We got a lot of fun stuff coming for you on the program. We're happy to be here. Happy Hawaiian Shirt Wednesday, everybody. Stay dry today. Stay dry. Let's soak it in. I just saw that maybe the lake levels out at Cheney, they didn't get as much rain as we did here in the metro, but I saw that those levels are rising rapidly here this morning. So there must be some runoff somewhere feeding into the lake. So they'll be good out of it. We'll kind of grit your teeth and hopefully nobody's taking the flooding damage. My yard is one of the places where it's having a good time. Need a boat back there, but we'll all be fine. We needed the rain. We got it. We got it in bunches and here we go. All right. We have a show loaded up for you today. We're excited about it. We'll get you that Royals talk as we return here and make our way through this Wednesday edition. Don't go away. More All Brockton Caster coming your way next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
It's time to get back to the sports talk.
All right, let's do this thing. Go!
Sports Daily is on KFH.
All right, welcome back in, everybody. It is Sports Daily. Jacob Albrock, Tommy Caster here on this Wednesday, and we are joined here by Wichita State Athletic Director for a visit. Every couple weeks, we're happy to do this. Kevin Saul on the program. Kevin, we have you. How are you this morning?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you doing?
good. Just, you know, you get caught up in all the Jack Caglione hype last night where you just, you know, they lift everybody's spirits there.
He's a pretty special athlete for sure. I'm looking forward to learning more about his story, but you know, the first at bat that he hit in the gap, you could tell in his eyes, this is no longer minor league baseball, when the center fielder ran down and caught the liner that probably goes for two in the minor leagues. But no, it was really fun to watch.
Isn't that crazy? I saw this yesterday. It was probably my fit. He is the first Royal to get the call in without a full year in the minor league. So in the same, you know, calendar year since Bo Jackson. You're around these college baseball players all the time. To think about a guy that was in the College World Series a year ago, now already playing in the big leagues, is just pretty wild to imagine.
You know, there are some special talents like that. As you guys know, on the pitching side, typically there's at least a year or two of maturation before you're getting up to the major leagues. But sometimes with these positional guys, and they're so special and strong and see the ball well and can hit really well, that they get up there quick. And that certainly was the case with Bo, just an absolute freak athlete that they knew they could, you know, give the offense a little bit of a jump start by getting him in there. And obviously he was a great left fielder, and he's catching balls with his bare hands. He's running up on outfield fences. He was a really special talent.
Kevin, let's switch gears and talk Shocker basketball a little bit. So some big changes on Paul Mills' coaching staff. PJ Cousinard a couple of weeks ago joins the staff, and then Josh Eilert comes in and joins the staff as well, you know, coming back to his home state. He's had a really eventful couple of years at West Virginia and at Utah. What does the new additions to Paul Mills' staff, what does that do overall to the culture of Shocker basketball and them being on the bench this coming season?
Well, I think there's several things, but you know, obviously PJ knows what it's like to be a Shocker, and he loves Wichita, and he's passionate about getting 10-5 back in Charles Koch Arena, and certainly resonates really well with our fans. We've had several fans that have called into the ticket office and are interested in tickets because PJ's back, which is really interesting. So anyway, we have an opportunity to add somebody of quality to the coaching staff in terms of a technical skills and development, but also is a Shocker, certainly is of great benefit. And PJ is passionate about this program, and we've done a lot of recruiting. Paul and him go way back, both from Houston, and a lot of recruiting positives that have come out of that relationship with PJ. And then Josh is a guy that, as you said, is a Kansas native. It's a little ironic. My first job in college athletics, worked at K-State from 2000 to 2005. He was a player at K-State. So I've kind of known and followed Josh for the last 20, 25 years. And he's a seasoned veteran on the bench, as you mentioned. Had very significant roles at West Virginia and Utah, and has spent a lot of time in college basketball among some very successful programs. So we're really excited to have both those guys not only on the bench but recruiting for us. They are seasoned coaches in their own right, and certainly will add great value to the staff.
What, you know, when you look at adding new assistants or even just changing assistants, how much impact does that have, do you think, on head coaches and what they're able to do? You know, the players are all turning over now, so now you also have coaching turnover. Does that make the job any more difficult, or does it just change it? What do you gauge with, you know, if you have to change everything now? It's almost been everything for Paul Mills.
Yeah, there's certainly a lot of change in our game for sure. But, you know, ADs hire head coaches hire assistant coaches. And certainly we get involved in certain aspects of that. But the point there is the head coach has got to make sure that he's got a group of assistants that complement his skills and abilities, that fill the needs from a development standpoint with the roster. Recruiting wise is critically important, and there's the cultural element as well in terms of what energy guys bring to the staff. So all of those elements are really, really important, and I think Paul's done a nice job of filling out those two spots.
Let's talk baseball and softball, Kevin. So both seasons are now done for Shocker baseball and Shocker softball. What does this time period right now look like for both Brian Green and Christy Breadbinner? Obviously, we know that the results for both teams, really not what I think most people expected for both baseball or softball. So as they start to get out of this season and start looking ahead to next year, where do things stand and what are the priorities?
Yeah, I think if Christy and Brian were on the show with us this morning, Tommy, they would tell you they were disappointed with the results, and everybody that's associated with the program is disappointed in the results. And we've got to figure out a way to coach better, to recruit better, to develop better, to be better administrators and support staff, to place our coaches in a position to win championships. Both of those programs were preseason picked in the top two and did not finish anywhere close to the top two. So we've got work to do, but I think it is important to understand that progress isn't always linear. You can look at baseball programs like UTSA, or Murray State might be a good example. I spent 3.5 years there. You can make significant strides in a year as it relates to recruiting, staff development, those sort of things. Baseball is hiring two new assistant coaches, so there will certainly be adjustments on that staff. Christy is working really, really hard. Both programs are in the portal, also recruiting. There seems to be a little bit of a theme that comes about as you look at baseball programs, for example, that have made the Super Regional weekend, particularly those that come from non-Power 4 leagues. You're seeing a pretty good mix of players that have been in your program for 2 or 3 years, so that continuity is important. You're seeing a influx of a half a dozen or so impact players from the portal. Which means your revenue share's got to be there to be able to acquire those guys. Really important that you have that. And then junior college can be a place that you can flip it pretty quick as well. So if you look at two programs like UTSA and Murray State, there's a pretty good balance of players that have been there for a little while, a little bit of continuity, junior college, and portal impact players. And that's certainly what I think Christy and Brian are trying to strike the right balance with this summer.
So Kevin Saul, Wichita State Athletic Director, with us here on Sports Daily. Speaking of softball, and not Wichita State specifically, but college softball and what Texas Tech has done. We've seen this, sort of saw this with TCU in football reaching there. Texas Tech goes and they put together, they kind of push all their chips in. They get a big rally for 1 year, and it's been quite a story down there to see them come in that way. Are teams doing this where they just load up in the NIL and transfer? Do you think that's good? Do you think that's overall a good thing for the sports as a whole, for the industry as a whole, to have those outliers where you can do that, even if sometimes it's not sustainable?
Well, again, yeah, the sustainability of it is a whole nother conversation, but I guess the question comes down to, regardless of how you get there, is the parity good in sports? And I think most of the fans would probably say yes, because it breeds hope and it breeds an opportunity to do some special things on an occasion. But at the end of the day, my interests are trying to build sustainable programs as well, where you can sustain at a certain level of output and productivity and success. And then you can launch into successful years from there. For us, we want to be a top 100 athletics program. It looks like this year we're going to land somewhere between 140 and 160, which is great. It's a jump of about 100 places from last year. I think we finished 247th last year. So we want to be a top 100 program. What does that mean? That means we've got to have a handful of sports that get into the NCAA tournament. We've got to have one or two that make a nice run in the NCAA tournament. And that's what we're striving to do. And we want to obviously be sustainable with that. So we're not far off. We are one team away from getting into the NCAA tournament of probably being in the top 100 this year. So we're close, and that's something that we strive to do.
I want to stay on the topic of softball, but not necessarily collegiate softball. Athletes Unlimited is kicking off this weekend, and there's a tie with Wichita State, obviously hosting some games and all of that. There's been a lot of buzz around this league, and Major League Baseball is providing an investment. Sounds like there are a lot of folks that are really excited about this league and the fact that they're going to be playing in Wichita. What has that relationship and partnership been like with the university and aligning Wichita State with this new softball league?
Yeah, I would tell you guys that really it goes back to, what, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, Brad Pittman and some folks from our facilities and operations team made a trip up to Chicago. And they went to an NCAA symposium on championships. I believe Josh Howell was there as well with Visit Wichita and the Sports Commission. And they made a pitch to AU softball while they were up there in Chicago. And that has really bore some great fruit for us. And so I think we'd be remiss if we didn't talk about that component, because that's what got AU softball there in the first place. And then, as you guys know, once events get here, whether it's the TBT or men's or women's basketball first or second rounds in the NCAA tournament or regionals, we have a really exciting announcement coming later this week about a consistent championship event that's going to be coming to Wichita. Like, once you get here, people understand this is a really good place with people that really care about sports, that care about championship level experiences. We hosted a record 31,300 at the state track meet this last weekend, and the weather had a lot to do with that. But a renovated university stadium had a lot to do with that. It was one of the most competitive championship track meets in recent years. I think there were 47 different state records that were set. So Wichita is a truly great sports community, and I think that it, you know, events like AU softball, once they get here and they realize how much people care here and will support those events, it's hard to get out of Wichita once you get in.
It is. Kevin, last thing, the news yesterday, you guys put out, it'll be a game home and home with Loyola Chicago. So we're looking at, real quick, on men's basketball, you know, Boise State has been announced, Northern Iowa, DePaul, and then the battle for Atlantis, which looks like a good field, featuring Power Five programs up and down along with you guys. So I imagine, like, we're feeling pretty good about strength of schedule here. I know it's hard to know because everybody's turning over so many players, but at least in reputation, yep, program, anyway, strength, yep, of schedule is looking pretty strong.
Yeah, I think so. We look at you look at a Loyola Chicago, and you guys know where they've been. I think it's been NIT the last 2 years, but prior to that, NCAA tournament. And obviously a really, really strong program, and they will continue to be strong. That's a top 100 program consistently. Boise State is a top 50 program consistently. So going into their place this year will be a quad one. We've got an opportunity to pick up one or two quad ones in Atlantis. And guys, I would tell you, within the next, I hope, 3 or 4 days, we'll be announcing some additional games. But teams that finish in the top, consistently finish in the top third of their respective leagues, which, you know, gives them an opportunity to go up there and win a championship and help our strength of schedule and our net. And again, Jacob, I think you just nailed it there. It appears that we're taking a step forward from a strength of schedule standpoint. And that's the science part of it. You can go back and look at numbers, and you can look at projections and how many roster spots have turned over and who they've filled them with and all those things, which we do. But then you got to go out and execute, right? You're counting on these teams to have a good year. And that's the art of the deal as well. So we're certainly putting ourselves in a position to have a better strength of schedule this year as well.
Kevin, we appreciate it. Thank you. Hopefully some time here over the next couple of weeks or month or so to relax just a little bit as the calendar has turned to June. Thanks for stopping in today.
All right, guys. Thanks so much for having us on the show, and go Shockers.
Here goes Kevin Saul, Wichita State Athletic Director, catching up. A lot of good stuff. I like the way the schedule's, you know, coming out here. Tommy, that was the news of yesterday. It's like, how do you look at one and know one way or the other what it's going to be in this current state of college basketball? I don't, you know, the players aren't the same hardly anywhere. But it looks pretty good. It looks pretty good. There were too many years there, not really in the last handful or recently, where you're just like, man, there's just not a lot of opportunities in the non-con. There's lots of opportunities now in the non-con. Even, you know, you see that even sometimes out of the teams you're not expecting much out of. You're like, oh, look, well, that team made the NCAA tournament. We played them earlier in the season. I think that's good. I think it's very important. Honestly, I think it's very important for Wichita State to continue to schedule that way. You know, can't be KU and K-State every year. Wish it was. So you got to go through and you got to find them. It's got to be hard, too. I probably should ask Kevin this right there at the end. How hard is it to get somebody to come to Coke Arena? Like, is that, how much difficulty does that add to that process to do home and homes rather than neutral courts? But Shocker basketball is looking like they're going to have a lot of good tests early on for a new roster. And as you mentioned, there are a lot of new faces on the coaching staff.
Yeah. I mean, you basically, you know, outside of Paul Mills, you've got a brand new look of his coaching staff for the most part, and new players for the most part on that roster. And so, yeah, we've talked about it before, how difficult it is to set expectations, but at least you know that, you know, from a reputation standpoint, and Kevin talked about this, from a reputation standpoint, both on the bench with the coaches and the players, you've got, you know, some pretty high caliber guys, you know, coming in to both coach and play this season. So while it's hard to quantify expectations, I think that, you know, we can all say you feel pretty good about where things stand moving into this upcoming season.
Yeah. We can have our philosophical expectations,
right,
about the program, but the reality is, like, we got to see, and we are turning to June, so hopefully, and we'll try to get Coach Mills in here. We'll give it a few weeks. Let the players get in, get on campus, get a good look, and then maybe we'll try to set something up for later in the month. But it should be good. I'll tell you too. Like, if you want to, the reason for that philosophical expectation, this Cousinart thing has been wild to just sort of watch how interested people are and have been in an assistant coaching hire. It's interesting about it is when I first moved here, it would have been it was the year after the undefeated regular season. And as I'm, you know, doing some radio shows during that time, and I said on this show, like on my first day, I thought Wichita State might be better than KU, and people wanted to light me on fire and all of those things. The thing that surprised me probably as much as anything else is how much Shocker fans would talk to me about the assistant coaches. I was like, what? Like, what are you talking about? Like, who is that? Like, yeah. I didn't know who any of these guys were yet. Yeah. I just got here. But I was like, why did, like, they're fired. They're so fired up about this. Like, they're giving me the rundown on the assistant coaches. Now, that staff went on to do some pretty great things. Chris Jans was on that staff. Steve Forbes was on that staff. I was like, man, like, what is happening? But now, like, to see that come full circle with a guy like Cousinart coming back and, like, Shocker fans to be fired up about assistant coaches again. And then, of course, Josh Eilert, who has a lot of ties to the area. It's like, this feels like it used to. Like, people are really fired up about assistant coaches. I would imagine there's a lot of fan bases out there who don't even know who their assistant coaches are.
I made the connection right when Eilert was announced to join the staff that it reminded me a little bit of when Billy Kennedy was on Isaac Brown's staff.
Well, yeah.
Just because of the experience and all of that. And it's a name. Like, everybody knows that Billy Kennedy, you know, has been a head coach for a long time. Big 12 fans for sure. You know, and so I think that you've got kind of that same sort of stature. It's not totally apples to apples. There are some differences for sure. You know, but I think that the Eilert move brings a ton of credibility. PJ Cousinart brings a ton of great connections and recruitment. And obviously he's a former Shocker and all of that. I'm excited about that coaching staff.
Thanks to Kevin Saul there in the first hour. If you missed anything or want to catch anything on the show anytime, you can go back and listen on the Odyssey app. You can leave us your video messages on Facebook, YouTube, or X. Thanks for watching us as well on 12 News Connected. Let's talk Cags, Tommy. So the debut happens. Cags goes 0-5. And he's probably the only person, you know, in the dugout or the clubhouse that is truly pissed off about that, because everybody else could kind of feel it. The energy was tangible. It's so funny when you have these discussions, because none of it is like, you can't ever like prove any of it, but you wondered, like, does this buzz translate? Well, they did something they haven't done much of last night. We'll see if there is a trend there. But Cags hit all five of those balls pretty hard. Like, if he continues to hit the ball that hard, good things will happen for him at the big league level. Of course, 0-5, he's not happy about. But all in all, I think it was a just fine debut. Let's get him out in the outfield now. Let's let him loosen up and kind of get his legs that way and just keep getting those ABs. But I thought it was, you know, it's hard to complain in a performance, one of the very few this season where the Royals offense has done something.
Yeah. Like, how hilarious is it? You and I were texting about it last night after the game that, you know, this huge debut and everybody's talking about it, and he's the only one in the lineup that goes hitless. Everybody else in the lineup, had at least one hit. That being said, though, he hit the ball on the screws several times. The hardest hit ball of the night was, I think, that ground out. Arenado made a spectacular play. The first one was hit really hard too, and that was the great catch by Victor Scott. But then I think it was Arenado in the infield.
The first ground ball to Arenado.
I think was the hardest hit ball of the entire night. And even that first one that Victor Scott robbed him in the outfield, that was an off speed pitch that Cags reached for. He chased. And he was kind of off balance, and he still hit it extremely hard. So, like, there are a lot of different things you can look at, even though he went 0-for-5. And you're like, all right, this kid is absolutely something special.
And I don't want to make excuses. Like, yes, three of those non-hits could have been hits on other nights.
Absolutely.
But it's not that. It's just that he looked very comfortable to me at the plate. He will continue, and two of those, I believe, were first pitch swings. The pitchers are going to give him a hard time.
The very first pitch he saw in the big leagues, he took a big old cut at and he fouled it off.
Yeah, so and that's what he does. And right now, I'm okay with that, right? Like, I think what the Royals can't do with him is call him up when they so desperately need him, or they wouldn't have called him up to begin with, and then, like, right then say, okay, and we want you to change your approach at the plate. No, they know that he's got to just kind of come up and be himself right out of, like, probably for the rest of this year, as long as he's not overmatched, right? You got to let him come up and just try to do his thing. Then in the off season, you can begin that work on, okay, now here's how we're going to try to be a more selective hitter, which ultimately will determine probably if he's like a perennial all-star or just a slugger, right, in the big leagues. And so we'll see that happen later. Right now, though, they just got to have him. They just need his help. They go and they decide to put him sixth in the lineup, which I was okay with. I would still rather see him sandwiched in. But again, like, it's not the end of the world as long as he doesn't look overmatched at a pitcher never giving him anything to hit. They gave him pitches to hit last night. If that continues, it's not going to matter. But if it ever gets to the point where he's just never seeing good pitches, that's when I would, if I'm the Royals, consider putting him in between people. I'll tell you, with the lineup, though, as we're all looking for Cags, the part of it I love the most was Michael Garcia hitting third. I hope that trend continues. Like, that, putting somebody there that's consistently productive like he's been this year, I think could really help this offense. I think it could help Bobby Witt Jr. too. But I liked that piece of it. And I was fine with Cags in the six hole.
Yeah, the only thing that I didn't love about the lineup is I didn't love Salvi and Cags being back-to-back. I'd like to see somebody in between them because you've got two guys that swing at a lot of pitches and so I would love to maybe see somebody slide. And I don't know who that is, you know. It's interesting because we haven't really spent a whole lot of time talking about Kyle Isbell this season, and he's been really good offensively, and they've got him locked into that nine position. Like, they've not moved him from there.
And locked in now to center field.
Locked in now to center field.
He's going to have to cover Cags' butt.
Absolutely. But he's in that nine hole, and they, even though he's batting, he's got one of the higher batting averages on the team. They haven't moved him away from that. I wouldn't mind, honestly, maybe seeing him be somebody that can bat in between Salvi and Cags in the lineup, somebody who can work counts, can get on base, that sort of thing. That was about the only thing about this lineup that I maybe would have liked to see a little bit different is I would like a little bit of separation between those two guys.
I like the fact that Cags protects Salvi, though. Like, Salvi hasn't had a lot of protection in the lineup either. I mean, they put Garcia down there from time to time, but he needs to make sure he's getting pitches too.
Yeah, maybe it's as simple as you've got Garcia at three, you've got Salvi staying in the cleanup spot, Vinny at five, and Cags at six. And then you've got at least Pasquantino between those two guys in the five hole.
I mean, so my ideal line, and it's, again, neither of us know more than Quatrero, so I'm good with what he decides for a little while until we see Cags potentially being pitched around, which I don't think you can do. But right now, that's not happening, at least through one game. I would probably say I'm fine with Garcia 3. It's hard. I think I still would like to see Cag, and the problem is the righty lefty thing. I think Cags 3 would be bold but protective if he doesn't strike out a lot, and he didn't last night. But if you know he's not going to strike out a ton and you've got India and Witt in front of him, I think 3 is a really interesting spot to think about for him. Because if he's putting the ball in play at minimum, you're at least doing something there. But I'm fine with Garcia there. I would probably say Vinny, Cags, Salvi, if it were me. And I know that, you know, that messes with the righty lefties, but that's the way I would do it. I would sandwich him right in between those guys. I tend to, and this is why I'm not a big league manager, right? One of the many reasons is I don't care too much about the righty lefty stuff. When you're talking about players that are at the level of those particular players, I don't mind that, you know, that late in a game, the opposition can come in and throw in the handedness of their relievers based on those splits. I'd have to go look at their splits on those three guys to change my opinion on that. And I could real quick if it lays out. I haven't done that, which again is why I will trust Cotraro to make the right calls there. He's shaking up the lineup. I'm good with that. Really, any way he does it, I'll be good with it, because the lineup needed a little bit of a shakeup. And Garcia to third to me is probably more impactful than Cags wherever he's going to go. To have a potential long-term impact on the way things have gone.
Yeah, I love that, honestly. And I know J.J. Piccolo talked yesterday up on The Fan in Kansas City, or sister station, about how they were looking to make some lineup changes, some of which you would start to see as of last night. He didn't make it sound like they're necessarily done either. Like they may be willing, as Cags is getting his feet wet in the bigs, to adjust things, move some people around. It doesn't sound like to me that, you know, he is written in pen in the sixth spot, that they are willing to be flexible with him and the players around him. And what I like about that is that, to me, it shows a willingness of some of the other guys in the lineup to be willing and ready to move around. You know, Michael Garcia has probably been fairly comfortable in the second half of the lineup, you know, even at five. And to have him move up to three, that can change your routine a little bit. Like, you know, you're going to come up in the first inning, you know, so that may change the way you get ready for a game, knowing that you don't have an inning potentially to have under your belt. You know, so these guys are willing, it sounds like, to be able to be moved around a little bit to try to find that spark and find the combination that works best. I also do think that there is a world, and you and I can sit here and be armchair quarterback. That's our job, you know, to talk about the lineup and to nitpick and critique the order of things. I do think you can overthink it. I do think you can overthink a lineup, you know, and so I want to caution against that also. I don't think that Quatrero and Piccolo are going to do that necessarily. I think they're going to try to find the right combination that works without being way too in the weeds on, you know, over-managing, right? Like Matt Quatrero, there's that risk that you can't, like we've seen managers do that all the time, over-manage their lineup card. I think you've got to find the right combination and then stick with it.
There are lots of ways to skin a cat. I think some managers, Ron Washington, one of my favorites, if not my favorite of all time, Ned Yost, who Royals fans will remember fondly, love to just lock it in and it be set for a while. And I like that too, when it works. It has not worked for the Royals this year. So if Quatraro, who came up, and I think he likes that too, but he came up with the Rays, who changed their lineup like every day over the years. Like there's lots of, you just have to feel out the room. I don't think at this point though, like the dangers you'd have in that with your players, that doesn't have much legs for me. Like, guys, you've been terrible. You've been one of the worst offenses in baseball this year. Like you don't, nobody's going to get to say anything. Get in the lineup and do your job. Right. So I don't think the Royals care, particularly the players. I think they're fine with trying other things. I think that right now the priority has to be, what can we do to be productive? And now immediately, how do we protect this young player who got an unusual call up because we need him so desperately? Players don't get called up that quickly. Again, I've been advocating for them to do it, but it's unusual. First guy since Bo Jackson for the Royals. It just doesn't happen very often. So they have to protect him. They have to. And if that means they move him around in the lineup a little bit, that's fine, because If you're going to call him up, if you're going to take all the risk in calling him up and all the financial risk of him, like if you're going to go down that road, you have to do everything you can to help him succeed, because you only called him up, Tommy, because you needed him to be productive. You didn't call him up just because like they need his bat. So they got to protect it.
Yeah. You know, I was thinking about what you had mentioned, and I've been thinking about this before, like the difference between the line between him being a perennial all-star and just a slugger. And, you know, that's probably the difference between being a guy, like if you wanted to quantify that with names, with people that we've seen contemporaries in Major League Baseball, the difference between being an Aaron Judge and being a Chris Davis, right? Like Chris Davis hit a bunch of home runs. He was not at all like a perennial all-star. I think he made the all-star team one time. He led the league in home runs. He struck out a ton. His average was terrible. He didn't latch on for 15, 20 years in the bigs. That's the difference. That's the line. And I think some of that does come down to protection. You get that protection. You get that patience at the plate. That's the difference between being Aaron Judge and being a guy like Chris Davis.
And right now, when he's young and doesn't have time, just try to make sure he gets some good pitches, you know, to hit. Because if he's chasing out of the zone, it's not going to be as productive. Maybe. Or maybe he's Vladimir Guerrero and he will be. We'll see. Time will tell. That's exciting. One way or the other, we'll have more on the game tonight as we make our way through. More Sports Daily coming your way. Another hour. Don't go away on KFH.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.